And it is time for our daily look at arts and culture. The Grizzlies is a new film based on a true story from director Miranda DePensier. It follows a group of Inuit students in the Arctic, where in 2004, difficult times, suicide rates were the highest in North America. And when teacher Russ Shepherd arrives to teach in the small Nunavut town, he quickly learns he's going to need to think outside the box if he's going to have any sort of effectiveness as a leader and mentor to this group. As an audience, we get to meet an unforgettable cast of young Inuit students living in the region. When Russ introduces lacrosse to the students, a fundamental shift happens for both him and the kids he's coaching. Here is a moment from the Grizzlies.
They don't want me going to a white man's school.
He has to hunt. His family is starving.
We don't need to defend our way of life to a southerner.
Family comes first, not school, not some white man's game.
Haven't you figured out yet that I don't know what the hell I'm doing?
This is not about you. All of us have made sacrifices to be here.
We've been dealing with this stuff for years and we're still here.
Instead of drinking or fighting, we are proud, strong, full of hope.
Who are we?
Grizzlies!
The Grizzlies debuted at the Toronto International Film Festival this past September. It went on to win audience awards at film festivals in Calgary and Palm Springs. It's charming, heartbreaking, illuminating, and the story of how the film was made is almost as fascinating as the story itself. It opens here in Toronto on Friday, and with me in studio now, our director, Miranda DePensier, and Paul Nutarariak, and he plays one of the film's most memorable characters, Zach. And I want to say welcome to you both. Great to have you both here.
Thank you for having us here.
Thank Great. So 10 years in the making. Congratulations.
Yeah. We're all still standing. It's been a journey. It yeah. really has.
Sure.
Yeah, emotional. It's really the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And there were many, 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 many people involved, and many times we wanted to give up and throw in the towel and thought it was going to be over and we couldn't keep going. But it was really this true story that inspired everyone to get involved in the film, and it kept us going the whole way.
It's very unique in that it's an extremely difficult situation. We have poverty and the harshness of the land, the obvious cultural degradation, violent suicide, but then it's also heartwarming and proud and affirming and a funny movie. It sort of takes you on a ride that way. And you must have really had to find the right balance to tell this story.
It was a huge balance. And there's a balance in developing the script. There's a balance as we're shooting. And then there's a balance in post-production. And also, you know, 10 years ago when we started making this movie, no one in the country was talking about reconciliation and decolonization. So it also, you know, we were making a small story that was an inspiring story about a group of kids in a small little town. And now all of a sudden, you know, a lot of people are talking about the movie in its relationship to the rest of the world. But it is funny and it's painful and it's hopeful, which is life, right? It's all of the colors.
It's funny how culture caught up to this film to some degree. Paul, you were unforgettable as Zach in this film, and I really mean that, an outstanding performance, and the whole cast is great, but I think, what was it, 600 plus kids from the Arctic auditioned for these parts?
Yeah, it was amazing, you know, to actually be picked out of such a large group of talent is, you know, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. And it must have been, where were you in the acting world at that point?
I was nowhere. I was literally at the community youth center playing table tennis when a short, strange white woman walked in and asked if I wanted to be in a movie.
Yeah. And I mean, that is unbelievable, because I think when people see this movie, they're going to say, wow, that's one of the best performances in the film. So really great. But I mean, I won't ask you to tell Zach's whole story, but certainly he's representative of a certain part of that community. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah, that's very fair to say. His character, Zach's character, is very interesting, especially in the fact that it's not an isolated thing. Zach is a lot of kids I grew up with.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be able to relate to that, it's crazy. You know, it's the personal connection you get to have with your character is amazing. And sometimes it can be taxing emotionally, but in the end, you know, it's very worth it. And like the things he puts himself through for his family, you know, is really amazing.
Specifically his younger brother. Yeah. We have so much more to get to, but we're going to get to some music. We'll come back with you guys in a few moments. I hope you'll stick around.
Sounds great.
Very good. Director Miranda DePense and actor Paul Nutariak is both here. Wonderful and eye-opening. The Grizzlies opens here in Toronto on Friday at the Varsity Cineplex, and also Young and Dundas here with the new Classical FM. I want to welcome back director Miranda DePense and Paul Nutariak. The wonderful Canadian film The Grizzlies opens on Friday here in Toronto. It tells the true story of a group of teenagers from Nunavut who break a difficult and often negative cycle of violence and addiction and suicide after one inspired teacher introduces lacrosse to the kids. It's eye-opening, harrowing, funny, and heartwarming all at once. It is a great achievement for the filmmakers and the actors involved, and I want to welcome you both back. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
Miranda, give us a brief synopsis. I've done a little bit of the legwork there, but what really happens in The Grizzlies from your perspective? What was the story you wanted to tell?
Really, it's the story of a group of kids in a small Arctic community who are struggling with a generational trauma. The town at the time had the highest suicide rate in North America, and through coming together, building a team, they transform their lives for the better and eventually their community for the better.
I have to say that the region where you filmed gives this movie so much character. I think that it really is a character in this film. Is that fair to say?
It really is. And it was really important to shoot this movie in the Arctic. At one point, it was a very difficult movie to raise money for. And when we started working on this 10 years ago, not a lot of people were interested or as interested in the subject matter, and there weren't going to be any movie stars in it, so it was difficult to finance.
Got good old Will Sasso in there. God love him.
Will Sasso came at the last minute. We got him in just days before. We had another actor who had fell out, and it was awesome to get him in there.
It was.
It's true. But we really wanted to shoot it, and I could have made it maybe 4 years earlier in Manitoba and for a lot less money, and it was by that point so important to shoot this in the Arctic and give that experience to an Arctic crew and shoot it where the story takes place.
And another a real piece of authenticity for this film is the music. It just plays such an important role, and it must be great. I mean, I'm just thinking, Paul, I mean, I know you've watched this film a lot of times now, it must be great to hear all this different eclectic sounds from that region in the film.
It's really amazing, you know, because we have so much good talent that is going unrecognized in Nunavut. And my personal friend, Thomas Lamb, who won for Best Original Song at the Canadian Screen Awards, is the sister of Anna Lamb, who was also nominated for Canadian Screen Award for her portrayal of Spring in The Grizzlies.
Yeah.
So, like, what a small world, you know, all this different talent from even just one family in the same community. It's really amazing, you know. Like, we need more Inuit artists to be recognized, and this is like a good time to do it.
It feels like it's getting there. You know, we are starting to recognize these talents and these sounds, and I think it's just almost acclimatizing the rest of the nation to what it is that's happening there.
Well, and when we wanted to put Inuit music in the movie at the end of the film, there just wasn't enough that existed because, of course, young musicians don't have a platform. When you live in the Arctic, there's not recording studios. There just isn't a lot of professionally produced music. So we got three young Inuit rappers. We gave them scenes from the film. They wrote their raps in Inuktitut and in English, and we flew them down to Toronto. We mixed them with the engineer for Drake and the Weeknd and produced this awesome soundtrack. And now it won the Canadian Screen Awards. So it's really exciting for these young artists to be getting heard.
Paul, a lacrosse player before this film, or did you have to learn on the job?
On the day, man. It was on the day. And
you guys turned out to be pretty good players.
Apparently. I had pretty dirty hands, is what the real lacrosse players would say.
Right.
Yeah, we were literally, when everybody got together on the day of, or on the week of our first shoot, we had to practice, and luckily we were fortunate enough to have actual lacrosse players flown up. And they helped coach us and everything. And we had the real Russ on set. And, you know, he was a real coach. And he wasn't afraid to yell at you, right? So,
yeah.
Great teaching.
Yeah. Well, and it's also really beautiful scenes to watch lacrosse being played in these sort of snow and ice fields in the region, which is fantastic. It's wonderful. I think everybody involved with this film can really feel good about it. And I loved it. We talked off air. It really did stick with me. And I learned a lot from it. So I think you've achieved something very special here. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you so much. We're excited for the world to see it.
The Grizzlies arrives at the Varsity Screen screen. It's one of the great movie houses of Toronto and Yonge and Dundas. This Friday, check listings. It is released through Mongrel Media. And Miranda Paul, thank you again for being here.
Thank you so much.